Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, TJ.
Yeah.
Et al. Other women.
Yeah.
Explain to me what it is about a dude in a uniform.
Oh.
Miranda Lambert married this guy from Staten Island, New York City street cop. Mm. And it just brings it up, you know. I mean, it's an age-old thing. Girls like a guy in uniform. But I have a lot of friends that are in law enforcement. And there is a subculture of people that are, forgive me, I don't have a better way of describing this, but like cop groupies.
Hmm.
Like there are women that are just bananas over cops.
Yeah.
What is it because what it represents?
Yes, absolutely. I think it represents someone who
macho,
first of all, has their stuff together, and somebody who puts their life on the line for others who serves. Yeah. It's the same with any with the military uniform as well.
They're sheepdogs. They protect
yes.
the sheep against the wolves, and you feel safe.
Yep.
Under their cloak of protection.
Yes, of course.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a feeling of being safe.
Is it? But it's not just military and police, because I don't know, like mechanic uniforms, guys. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
guys that have their names on their shirts.
Yeah, those are hot too. I don't know. I guess somewhere, at least I can only speak for myself. Maybe he's got his stuff together. You know.
You keep going back to that.
Macho.
All right.
Yeah, manly.
Alpha male kind of deal.
Alpha male, yeah.
Okay. There's got to be more to it than that.
There
has to be.
I'm going to have to dig deeper.
Because that's so superficial, and I give y'all way more credit than that. Way more.
B Studios, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Oh, I was calling about the, like, uniform, the guys in uniform kind
yeah.
of thing.
Why do women love a man in uniform?
So, I personally am a really independent female, and my boyfriend is in the military, and I think it's just because I know that he knows how to take care of himself, and I won't have to, like, baby him or coddle him. Like, we can both be very independent and still come together in our relationship and not need, like, reliance on each other too much.
Wow. Just looking at the request line, I'm blown away by how many women say that it represents stability.
Yeah.
A man in
yeah.
uniform.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. I'm on a quest for knowledge today,
well, because
boy.
You work so hard and earn that uniform. At least that's what my brain tells me, you know? Like, oh, you've worked for that. Plus a uniform, a neatly pressed uniform, you automatically look more attractive.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're not meat. They're protectors of the community.
Hi, you're next on the B. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I was just listening to you guys about what's it with a man in the uniform.
Yeah, put some words to it for me.
So my boyfriend is a police officer as well, and I've dated a couple guys in uniform. I think it's more with a blue-collar, white-collar kind of deal. I'm a nurse myself, so I like a guy who gets his hands dirty and gets out there and works, like, out on the town, that kind of thing. So maybe it's just kind of what people like and what their style is.
Yeah, okay. Well said.
Now, as one who dates a member of law enforcement, are you aware of the subculture of groupies they have?
Yes, and they are called something else that I won't really mention.
Ooh.
Yeah, there are a couple names for that group.
Yeah, and you know, there is a subculture of it, but not everybody is like that, I will say.
Well, of course, not everybody, but
yeah.
enough for someone who's insecure like me to be worried.
No. Don't take it to that. It's just a certain type of style that maybe some girls go for, that's all.
All right.
Interesting.
Well, I went about things all wrong, boy.
Get yourself a uniform.
Good.
There are some women that love a guy in a tux and goes to work at an office every day, so I will say that.
Yeah. Just well, not in this room.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that exists somewhere in the world. Have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
B Studios, good morning.
Oh, hi. Sorry about that. Good morning. I was calling about the guy in the uniform thing you guys are talking about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's simple, like in my opinion, and I caught part of it, so if someone already said this, I don't know, but I think it's just that it's just the thought that in a uniform, they're going to protect you, you know, they're going to serve you and defend you, and they know how to handle a weapon. So I think it's as simple, it's just that, you know, that mental subconscious thing is such a turn on for women.
Just looking at the text line, I asked for words, like describe to me how, and overwhelmingly, that sense of security and protection.
Yeah.
Instability.
Yep. It's like a subconscious thing almost, but I think any female wants to be protected and defended, and it's just, you know, the uniform, no matter what type, that's all what they do.
I'm going to have to get on a fire department, EMS crew, something.
Yeah, something. Pretty join much a, anything.
Join an I'm going to join an explorer club for...
Right. There you go.
Hey, very well said. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep,
bye-bye. Bye.
All right, one more segment. I want to ask you, women, and I appreciate it, TJ and everyone else who's helped me on my quest for knowledge this morning.
Your quest for women?
One day, just to understand them.
I see.
Is my angle here. So in your explanation to me, and forgive me, I may not be able to get these words out in the most efficient manner, but follow my thought here. Overwhelmingly, when I asked, what's so hot about a guy in uniform? Stability, character, sense of protection, all these things, you have your stuff together. I can't tell you how many times you said that, women that called, the text line is full of it. Okay. Now, just knowing what we know about this Miranda Lambert situation, if that's what a man in uniform represents, what does this dude's track record say about him? Does the uniform erase all of that? He got some girl pregnant out of wedlock, 3 weeks from having a baby.
Which they were already separated.
Okay, is that having your stuff together?
I just know that his work record is phenomenal. He's just been made sergeant. He stopped some bank robbery in its tracks.
He's a really good cop.
He's like a really good cop. And remember, you know, Miranda's really close to her dad, who, by the way,
was a private eye, wasn't he?
Was a private eye. So she has a history and a respect for law enforcement. Yeah. And she's dated artists, and let's just say it hasn't worked out.
I wonder if she was respectful of law enforcement when they were called when she dumped the salad on the lady last week.
No, she took off.
Oh, yeah.
She was gone.
Huh. Well, one thing I will say about Miranda Lambert, and she's pretty polarizing with people with, you know, when we're judgmental of her decisions. But one thing you gotta give her credit for is who lives in the moment more than she does. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I admire that to it because I'm not wired that way. I want more than anything in the world to be that liberated and free. And I don't care what people think. But she does her thing. She does her thing unapologetically.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not, you know, what, no matter the reasons, I admire that approach on life. Now, maybe I don't agree with.
I couldn't live it like that.
All the cheating and what have you.
Right.
But just for truly being in the moment and living life. I haven't left the house all year.
Yeah, I know.
And Miranda, you know, she's like the opposite. And
plus, it'll probably produce some good songs, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe she'll have some happy songs now. She's been angry for a while.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.